Well, I'm fortunate today to be giving you this New Year's message from Blenheim Palace. Not only a magnificent place and a wonderful place to come and visit, but of course the birthplace of Winston Churchill, who represented something when this country was indeed a great country, not just in terms of looking after its own people, but in standing up for the right things in the world. And I look back on 2024, a year that started with me in almost semi-retirement, not involved in active politics, approaching my 60th birthday with my first two grandchildren on the way. And I couldn't help thinking about what this country had been, the values that it had represented, and what it was looking like today. You know, the fish rots from the head down. We have been appallingly led in this country now for several decades. We are in societal decline. We are in economic decline. Most people are getting poorer with every year that passes. We're losing any sense of national identity. And we're actually teaching kids at school that people like Winston Churchill, born in this palace, are bad people, and that our country's history is something to be ashamed of. It was also because I'd fought so hard and so long for us to get back our independence, Brexit, taking back control of our own lives, and to see that completely squandered by a Conservative Party who frankly never believed in it, but used it for electoral advantage in 2019. And almost knowing that Labour were going to win with a big majority, that I decided something had to be done. So I got back involved with politics, took the leadership of Reform UK, and I made one big promise. I said in that general election, albeit with 4 weeks to go, we'd get millions of votes and we'd establish a bridgehead in Parliament. Well, that is what we have done. And I think everybody acknowledges that with just a handful of MPs, we've made a real impact over the course of these last 6 months. And everything we do is based on values. And those values are around the things that matter to us: family, community, and country. They're the things that got me back in politics. And we're going to campaign for us to look at history in a different way, for our kids to be proud of who we are as a nation. We're going to campaign for proper border controls. The fact that now 150,000 people, nearly all of them young men, have been able to catch dinghies across the English Channel and come into this country, frankly, is an outrage to everybody. But it isn't just that. Legal migration. Look at 2023. A Conservative Party in power promising us that net migration would be tens of thousands a year, and it was nearly 1 million. We're going to campaign to reduce the cost of living. I promise you, the net zero plans put in place at the time of Theresa May, now being pursued by Ed Miliband in the most extraordinary way, will do nothing more than put up everybody's bills and close down British manufacturing industry. We want to make this country prouder. We want to make our borders secure. We want to make our people better off. And that message is resonating. And over the course of Christmas, tens of thousands of people have joined Reform UK. There is a buzz, there is an energy, there is an optimism. We're not negative. Yes, we know the other lot made an absolute mess of it, that Labour and Conservative are virtually the uni party. We believe we can turn this country around by 180 degrees and make Britain a much better place. But also on the world stage, we think of Churchill, we think of what he meant in 1940, and the fact we managed to extinguish with our American colleagues Nazism, and of course, Imperial Japan. Right now, the world is in a more dangerous place than it's been at any point in my lifetime. And I have to tell you, like his style or not, Donald Trump coming back as the American president is good news, not bad news. If history teaches us one thing, it is that dictators and bad guys only respect strength. And let's face it, without America, we are defenseless. So that relationship is crucial. I think what Reform offers for 2025 is exciting. I know it is, because the other parties are going absolutely mad. They're throwing accusations around, and I've no doubt that will get tougher throughout the course of 2025. But we know what we believe in. We've enthused millions of people in this country. And I want to say this to you. If you agree with what we're trying to do, don't just sit back and nod. Do something about it. Join those 150,000 people who've already joined our party. Because I promise you this, the only way we win, the only way we mend broken Britain, the only way we get reform in our country that so badly needs it, is if you, who agree with us, join our people's army. So make it your New Year's resolution. Join Reform UK. Join the fight back. Let's make Britain great again. Happy New Year.